Leo Frank, Georgia. Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 1645. Visible translated text is as follows. Finger in has uninjured hand, and that he was absolutely sure that no blood could have escaped to the floor, that he immediately went to the door of Mr. Dot Frank, quote's office, and from there to some hospital. We were at the time of this statement discussing as to how the blood spots had gotten on the floor of the factory, and the fact that it had been suggested by someone that the injury of Mr. Dot Duffy, quote, S hand, was probably the source of the blood. This Mr. Dot Duffy denied. We talked with Mr. Dot Duffy on the evening of April 23, 1914, at his home in Atlanta, and Mr. Dot Duffy then stated that Mr. Dot Dorsey, comma, the Solicitor General, had not paid him any money, but that the Solicitor General did okay his subpoena so that he could draw his compensation as a witness allowed by law, and that after the solicitor approved his subpoena that he, Mr. Duffy, went to the county treasurer and got the money, about $7.50. H.L. Kuhlerson, sworn for the state. I am treasurer of Fulton County, Georgia, and was during the year 1913. The record in my office show that on August 19, 1913, I paid to one J.B. Duffy the sum of $7.60, same having been paid him on a witness subpoena approved by the Solicitor General for 2 days' service as a witness and an affidavit sworn to by the said J.B. Duffy for $3.60 mileage. Bill Arnold, sworn for the state. I was indicted in the Superior Court of Fulton County on evidence produced by C.W. Burke, who was then special agent for the Southern Railway. There was absolutely no truth in the charges against me. Burke's main witness was one L.P. Eubanks. I lost my job with the Southern Railway on account of this indictment. C.W. Burke was helping me since he left the Southern Railway to get my position back. While Burke was helping me to get my job back one day, he asked me to see my brother-in-law, J.B. Duffy, and to ask him to go to the residence of L.P. Eubanks on Alexander Street. I went to J.B. Duffy and told him to go to Eubanks' house. I am not positive whether I told Duffy that C.W. Burke would be there at Eubanks' house or not. After I went to Duffy and requested him to go to Eubanks' house, I was present when Duffy executed a paper for Burke. Burke and Eubanks, however, both knew that I was going to be present when they interviewed Duffy. After this occasion,